Hello, I'm Penelope Maver, founder of Earth Converse, helping you best serve people and planet. And this is part of the Earth Converse invitation to you to commit to a daily conscious practice of visualizing the futures you want to serve, a chance to exercise your potential and responsibility of co-creating the futures you want for yourself, each other, and the earth that is our home. At Earth Converse, I'm visualizing people all around the world doing it, joining in daily at 7 p.m. CET, or whenever you can, knowing others are also energetically engaging in this with you. By future visualization, I mean by engaging your imagination and feeling into it with all your senses. Like a sports athlete visualizing a race before they do it, they create the neural pathways and physiological state as if it was happening in the present. And I am offering these Earth Converse visualizations to help stimulate your own visions, dreams, longings, and truth. I know the prompts may come too fast or too slow, that they may or may not fit, but may they be a springboard for your imagination, your work. And this visualization focuses on Earth, the planet itself, our home. And for this, you might also want to look at Carl Sagan's Pale Blue Dot and the Home World Earth Meditation from artist Sean Doran. I will put links into both in the show notes. So let's take some minutes to visualize our Earth, its future, wrapped in love from a place of calm and connectedness. I invite you to get comfortable. And close your eyes if that feels right. Maybe take a few long, deep breaths to bring you into the present. Invigorating on the in-breath, relaxing on the out-breath. And finding your natural breathing rhythm. Scan your body from the tip of your head to the tip of your toes. Breathing, relaxing. Notice any tension in your body. And breathe into those areas to ease into a relaxed state. Relax your forehead a little bit more. Unclench your jaw a little bit more. Drop your shoulders a little bit more. Unclench your back, stomach, buttocks, thighs, knees, feet, all those typical areas we can hold tension in. Breathing, relaxing, and feel yourself grounded with the earth. Feel it hold you. And start to notice the air, the moisture, the temperature, the solidness within you and around you, all echoing Earth's biosphere, our life-giving force. Feel the aliveness within you and around you. Notice the space in your body and around you. Widening the space, see yourself traveling to where you can see Earth in space, in our glorious solar system of the universe, that pale blue dot, a globe suspended in a sunbeam. Notice what surges within you as you visualize this planet, our Earth, your home, our home. Marvel at its existence through feeling your existence. Tune into the heartbeat of the earth through feeling your heartbeat. From your heart, what do you want to thank the earth for? Give that thanks now. To springboard from Carl Sagan's words, the earth that you are visualizing holds everyone and everything you love, know, and have experienced. All the places, elements, animals, plants, belongings, foods, and objects that are dear to you. It contains the joy and suffering, heroes and cowards, creators and destroyers, hurt and harm, love and laughter, tragedy and creativity, cruelty and compassion, what works and what doesn't. It is the home of all our ancestors. Breathe with the immensity of that. And breathe with the possibilities of what it can be for us now and in our future and for future interbeing generations. The possibilities of what it can be as our home if we all reconnected with the miracle and love that exists. Feel into the miracle you are. Immerse yourself in love, your universal love. And ripple out that love until you can see the earth in its entirety wrapped tenderly in it. Visualize us all remembering the love and miracle that exists within ourselves, each other, and the earth that is our home. Remember. Visualize yourself, your family, friends, colleagues, community, global business leaders and politicians, everyone loving our earth and everything it gives life to. Visualize everyone being and acting from that love. As evolutionary biologist and futurist Elizabeth Sartoris said, we have to bring this cosmic love down to our toes. Literally feel that now. marinate in your cosmic love in every fiber of your body, from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. From those toes, what do you know about the step you want to take in your life that honors that love? Open your eyes and trust you will take that step.